The work is being done in the virtual curation laboratory established at VCU in 2011 and funded by a Defense Department Legacy Program grant.
Designed to come up with innovative ways of dealing with archaeological resources and natural resources on Department of Defense land.
Dr. Bernard Means directs the lab he set up partnering with Marine Base Quantico.
To create 3D digital models of artifacts that are found on any archaeological site and make it easier for people to share those models and do research so you don't need to go to a museum. So that's the virtual part.
Curation, he said, is a fancy archaeological term which means simply
taking care of the stuff that people recover from the ground, keeping track of all the records associated with the objects, making sure the objects are preserved for other study.
The lab uses a next-engine 3D scanner to digitally copy the artifacts and animal bones. Handling the printed product, Means said, is the next best thing to picking up the original.
You still know it's not the real thing because the color will be whatever color you put in the printer and the weight is off. So you can get the shape and get the feel of the object and you can really get an appreciation for the object itself. And I have students who are working with me who are editing the digital models and they print the digital models and they've never seen the original object, but they know all about them.
Lauren Volkers, a graduate anthropology and biology student who's going to spend the summer excavating at Ferry Farm, said they've been at this for a while and created quite a catalog, but an offhand idea to duplicate artifacts as chess pieces to have something to do during the often tedious printing process has turned out to be a great way to interest the public in the work.
We have a Jamestown chess set, we have a projectile pointing chess set, and then we have a chess set that has pieces from a bunch of different sites.
Truth is, Volkers said, the chess pieces are just plain awesome. They may, in fact, end up creating them for sale to the public. John Ogle, WCVE News.